The question was asked, is a deaf person who cannot hear, is he considered a shote? Is he considered one who does not have basic intelligence and basic responsibilities in halacha? And the answer is that although in Shas, in the Talmud, and the Mishnah, you sometimes see the sages referring to a cheresh, to a deaf person, as one who lacks any intelligence, the Mishnah explains to us in Trumos, cheresh edivru bo chachamim, that anytime you see the word cheresh in the Mishnah, it is specifically a reference to someone who is both deaf and mute, which in their days was a person who it was impossible to educate. They couldn't understand what he wanted, and he couldn't understand what they wanted. So if someone was both deaf and mute, so you understand that the guy grew up like an animal. That there was very little you could do. Obviously, we're talking about someone who was born like that, right? But someone who is simply deaf, and even today, someone who's deaf and mute, if you could educate him, if you could understand, so there's no reason to treat him like a fool. If he's capable of understanding, so he's a human being like everyone else. When we discuss that there are halachic leniencies for one who is deaf, first of all, we're talking about someone who is deaf and mute, when you see the word cheresh in Talmud. And secondly, they're talking about someone who it was impossible in their days to communicate with him. Today, often it is surmountable, and then the person has other obligations.